Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, the more I look at this schedule, and it's not just the Steelers. I'm not saying that. I don't think the league is picking on them. So let's get that out of the way first. I haven't heard the Bob disclaimer on the Bengals game that you taped earlier. Limits. We don't need to hear it now. We can hear it when we talk about the Steelers offense. But Bob, what a hypocritical league this really is, starting with Roger Goodell talking about player safety and how concerned they are with player safety. And wasn't that the rationale for the whole new kickoff rule and things like that? You have the Steelers going to go into Philly on the 15th and play against maybe the most physical team in football. And the Steelers are one of them too. Just have a bloodbath on Sunday, December 15th for the state championship. And then on a short week, come back and play the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore, and then come back 4 days later, five days later on a Wednesday and play the Chiefs.
That's 3 days later. That's like another Thursday.
They play Baltimore on a Saturday.
Yeah, but Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is 3 days. It's 3 days, just like a Thursday.
3 days Sunday off, you're right. So three games in 10 days, you're basically asking for injuries. I mean, that's going to be a topic after the Cleveland game that you and I can talk about is how do you manage this?
You see, like, Chris Jones of Kansas City went to the NFLPA and said, this is unacceptable.
Really is unacceptable. It really is.
They take advantage of what they have to make money. Christmas Day is a big watch game. Everybody's at home
right. With
family. The NBA's not happy because they used to have that as their domain. Now the NFL's moved in. And you're always going to lose to the NFL when they decide to move in.
I mean, again, this isn't just the Steelers. It'll be somebody else at some point. It's other teams this year. That's not the thrust of the conversation. The thrust of the conversation is no matter who it is, you're compromising player safety in a big way. I mean, you're asking a guy like in this situation, Cam Hayward, at the age of 35, he's playing like a first team all pro this year. How's his body going to hold up three games like that? Not just any three games like that in 10 days, Bob. It's laughable.
Well, that's where I think Mike Tomlin will be good about his usage of some of these guys too. And they're all important games. So you don't want to, you know, take them out of games at critical times, but you're going to have to figure out a system whereby they're going to get some extra rest during these games or somehow, some way, because that's the only way you can do it.
The Chiefs have the same thing. They go into Cleveland, then they're home against Houston, and then they're here. Three games in 10 days. It's stupid. It's reckless. It's hypocritical. But that's not what I came here to talk about, Bob. Can we move on for a minute?
Yes.
And get to some hot topics. Number one would be all hell broke loose in college football the other day. Every time somebody planted a flag, there was a brawl.
I think it started with Ohio State. Once that, it was an early game. It was the Fox game at noon. Other teams probably heard about it, saw it, and those rivalry games are intense.
What'd you make of it? Ohio State, Michigan. The aftermath was more entertaining than the game.
First of all, the one way to stop it from happening is to win the game. You know, if you're the home team and favored by 19 points as Ohio State was, I think in that game was a big line, wasn't it?
Was it 19 and a half, I think.
So just win the game. That doesn't happen. I'm not a big
fan.
Whose
fault was it?
Well, first of all, I'm not a fan of doing that. Period.
Planting the flag,
yeah,
you mean?
What all it's going to do is ensue, and there's going to be violence. We saw pepper spray. Never before in a football game that happened on the field with players, apparently. So that's never a good thing. I'm not a big fan of that kind of stuff. Just not. Maybe it's old school. Whatever the case may be, you won the game. Good. That's enough. You don't need to rub it into the
it
wound,
seems
and,
like-
and then it results in a counter response. But the way to do it is to win the
first
game.
First of all, until there's a rule change, this was Ohio State's fault and Ohio State's problem. As long as you're allowed to go plant a flag and to celebrate, to the victor goes the spoils, Bob, and to the loser goes the locker room. Get the hell off the field, okay? You just lost at home as a 19.5-point favorite to your arch rival for what, the fourth year in a row maybe?
4 years in a row. How about Urban?
Get off the field.
He was 7-0 against them, and
right.
This guy comes in and he's 0-4.
Well, no, he's beaten them.
One time back in 2019. 0 in his last four.
Get off the field is number one. This was absolutely Ohio State players' fault and coaches for not getting them off the field. That's where the blame lays here. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Well, but let's be clear. They were doing their alma mater also. They weren't off the
field. They
can
do whatever they want. Oh, Ohio State wasn't. Yeah, okay.
So they saw that then happening.
Yeah.
And that's what led to them to vacate the alma mater and go and protect their center of the field.
They had 60 minutes to protect their field.
No, I understand that. As I said, the way to stop it is to do that. But I don't think it's just one of those things. I know it's a bitter rivalry. I know there's a lot of stuff going on in that rivalry. So it's not surprising that this kind of stuff would happen, but I'm just not a fan of it myself. I don't think you need to do it if you're Michigan. Just go back to the locker room, celebrate yourself. You just beat them. It's all you need to do. They have a problem with that? Just say, hey, what's the final score?
I mean,
again?
There's a simple fix here. You get both teams leave the field, and there's no flag planting. You're not allowed to do it. But that's not a rule yet. So,
but it's going to be. It looks like
I think
there's
it will
a lot
be,
of
because
talk.
this isn't the first time it's happened anywhere, and then it became like contagious on Saturday. And I absolutely blame Ohio State for that. Do we agree on that or no?
Yes.
That if you're placing blame, Limits, who do you blame for the Ohio State-Michigan fracas?
I blame Ohio State. I just did not think that this precedent was set years ago when Baker Mayfield went and planted the flag.
Right, he was the flag bearer there.
To be completely honest, I find the planting the flag very entertaining. But everything that came after that, completely wrong, cannot happen. Like
well,
the reaction
but
from Ohio State, the reaction
get
from
that
Michigan
reaction.
Also.
You're going to get the reaction with NC State and North Carolina. You're going to get the reaction with any of these rivals. Those guys are not going to allow that to happen.
You sound like you're defending that.
I'm saying reaction. I don't think it's necessary for a team that wins to do it. That's all I'm saying.
So the blame lies there, in your opinion?
No. Ohio State contributed to this a lot. I'm just saying.
Where does it begin?
I don't know where the blame.
Where does it begin?
I know where it ends.
Whose fault is it?
You have to make it so that if it happens, there are going to be some consequences for your team.
See, I think again, to the victor goes the spoils.
So they can do whatever they want.
As long as you're not hurting anybody.
Well, what do you think resulted after that? There are going to be some injuries out of that, too. Guys were on the ground.
Because of what Ohio State did, yeah.
Okay.
Because Ohio State.
It's just not necessary in this game. I don't think it's necessary in any part of sports. That's just me. I know I'm old school from that.
That's a different question, though. I tend to agree, and I think there should be a rule against it, but there's not. So,
but there will be soon.
They get to do what they want.
It's like one of those Parmar stores. There will be soon.
There's not one near you now. There will be soon.
You do your alma mater, and then you go back to the locker room as losers, because that's what you were that day. It's just, to me, it's very simple. It's not, I don't even think that's harsh. It's like celebrating after a touchdown. You don't like it? Don't give up a touchdown. You know, you want to be tough? Be tough during the game. Michigan won. Michigan gets to celebrate. They get to wave goodbye to everybody at Ohio Stadium. And yes, they get to plant the flag.
You know what I do kind of like, though, in a world where everybody's transferring, especially it happens so much more in college basketball than college football, it seems like we don't have a sense of player connection. And for Jack Sawyer, and I mean, I'm not at all endorsing what he did. But for him to go and rip...
Tell people who he is.
He is the middle linebacker, one of the linebackers for Ohio State, like really good player, is going to play on Sundays, decided to come back for another year, for a fourth year, to play on this $20 million team that they assembled through NIL. He went in the scrum and ripped the Michigan flag off of the pole and was running with it off the field.
I mean, it was better than the game, I will say that.
And he was basically yelling with a coach with a lot of expletives that can't be repeated. I will not let them do that to us again for a fourth consecutive year. They beat us.
He'll probably be made out to be some kind of hero. But again, do something during the game then. That's what I would suggest.
But it's led to another hot topic, which is Ryan Day's future. A lot of people see this whole reaction of him fired a guy immediately. Okay. It was similar to James Franklin in that when they lost to Ohio State, Penn State's reaction, a lot of guys saying, this is it for Franklin, he can't keep losing. But they do everything else to get them into positions. Now, both of these teams are going to be in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
What if one of them wins a championship? Who knows how the matchups work? One of them could.
You got to beat Michigan.
So if you're telling me that the college national championship means less than beating Michigan?
No. If you come back and win the national championship, that's obviously a different story. But I'm talking about right now how people are feeling. It's not like one loss to Michigan has done it, isn't he?
Oh, he's
over his last four.
His last four. No, I get that. But so is James Franklin with all those teams.
Yeah, and I think the James Franklin talk is legitimate. I think when you never ever win the biggest of games, you have to ask, well, can somebody else get us there?
Okay.
I'm not saying I necessarily advocate.
That's a difficult ask to have someone come in and expect the expectations
and win a game every once in a while against a great team.
Okay, I'm talking about where the program is now. I get that. I understand that. Those rivalries are big. But the response to it afterwards is win every game they did, and they're now in a position where they're going to be one of the teams that I think is going to get a doable road. Now, if they lose in the first round at home, that's a whole different story.
Well,
that's
what it's set up. There's many different stories. Now, I'm high on James Franklin right now, by the way. I loved the way he coached the game last week. And I loved – can you look this up, Limits? And I know this is a new assignment, and I apologize.
Boy, you're piling it on the kid. He's just A-plussing everything. You're going to make it tough, so he's going to stay up all night and do homework.
This is for extra credit. Find James Franklin from after the game the other day. Maryland's coach upset that they kept playing – the Penn State kept playing football.
Right.
Get the hell out of here.
I agree with James Franklin. He had his third and fourth stringers in there. Now, the question will be, do you have to pass the ball in those situations?
Those kids never get a chance to play. Exactly.
And I think they deserve a chance to play.
He said, my job is to get other guys in the game. I acknowledge that. But once they're in the game, they get to play. And I agree with that.
Here's what Franklin had to say.
Yeah, I get it, right? At the end of the game, we throw a touchdown. I get it. But a couple things I will say. My job is to put the threes and fours in the game. But when the threes and fours get to go in the game, they get to play football.
Yes.
Those guys deserve to play football. Your ones are in the game. You were trying to score. We're trying to score. On top of that, you're playing cover zero. If you don't want, play cover two. So
I like that.
I'm good with it. And on top of that, there's also a change in college football. We are trying to play as long as we can, make the playoffs, and be seeded as high as possible. And scoring as many points and a point differential matters. Yes. All that matters. And if you don't get that, it's really not my problem.
Yes.
Well said.
Yes.
And he did it with venom, and I like it. passion. This is my response to his response that he's not liking what I did. Well, then don't play your number ones if that they're out there. They're trying to stop us. We're trying to play. Absolutely, 100% all the time.
The arrow for me on James Franklin is pointed up over these past 2 weeks.
It'll be pointed down again if they lose next year to Ohio State and Michigan.
Or if they lose at home in a first-round game. That brings us to the next. There's like rapid-fire college topics. I have Penn State fans in my family. Stepson went there. His wife went there. They had mixed feelings about the about going to the conference championship, and I understand why. Because, A, all of a sudden you're preparing for Oregon, but Bob, what if you? Is it possible they could lose their home game? What's his name? Kiffin. Lane Kiffin was talking about, this is a topic now, that you don't want to go in some instance to your conference championship.
You guys want to make more money? It's about more games. It's about making bowls bigger, more watchable. It's the same thing the NFL does. It's cashing in on its success.
No,
its
these success. Conference championship games stink. Get rid of them now that you have 12-team playoff. Now that you have 12-team playoff, get rid of them. All I needed to see.
How about if you're a team that needs to win a conference championship to get into the playoff?
Too bad. Do it in the regular season.
Oh, now come on. You want to change the rules as we've created new rules. New rules are created because it's a cash cow. They know that. These guys are being paid now. There's no opting out. If you're part of this, you better not opt out. They pay you.
That's another thing.
If they pay you money because you, and you're going to say, I don't want to get injured, screw you, give the money back then.
It's not like all of them are getting rich, Bob. Their left guard isn't making tons of money.
No, and again, that's the problem they've incurred by not coming up with a system before they went into this.
So you agree that conference championships are still games that attract you and that they should still happen? All I needed to see.
I think they'll get huge ratings and people still want to say you're a conference championship. If you're SMU, you need to win that game.
So will the NFL. NFL games that you just railed against, they'll get big ratings too. That's not the point.
Yeah, it is the point. It's the cash cow that it is, and those people involved are taking advantage of it.
So anything that makes them money is justified?
In their minds, yes.
Well, no, I'm talking our minds, not theirs. I know it's justified in theirs.
All right. So you want to change the schedule. No more conference championships.
Yes,
so,
no more conference championship games.
So there is
games.
No conference champion all season, not even regular season.
Notre Dame doesn't even have to play one.
Well, that's another issue. Do you have a problem with them getting in without having to go through?
No, that's the smart thing to do. You're risking your bodies before the playoff for what? Is there any chance that Penn State is going to get knocked off a home game if they lose this game 58-7?
Yes.
Then why would you want to go there? All I needed to see.
Because you can get the number one seed.
Okay.
Is you that win, you get the number one or number two seed.
Is that worth it to you?
Joe, that's
is that worth it?
It? You get the number one. Well, if you want to have a chance of winning a national championship, that helps you.
All I needed
you
to
get
see
a bye,
was,
by the way.
Was passionate fans of a program wondering if it was a good thing if they got to a conference championship
and
game.
And I'm one of those people. Like, I am conflicted.
That right there, that you're conflicted, tells me that this is stupid. That they should get rid of these. They're not necessary anymore. Get to the playoffs.
Now, I'm excited for the game. Like, if they win, if Penn State wins, probably the number one seed because you beat the number one team in the country.
And you get a week off.
Yes,
you get
a week off.
You don't have to worry about that.
But you don't get a home playoff
game. And if you lose to the number one team in the country, you might lose your home playoff game. Why should
I don't think you're going to fall. If it's a good game, you're not going to do that.
If it's a good game.
If it's a good game.
And the other teams that lost last week.
What if it's not?
All right. I mean, so what are you supposed to do?
Not have conference championship games anymore.
I don't think it's ever going to happen. I think they want these games because they are highly watched. They make a lot of money. The schools make extra money.
Good
for them. The conferences
make extra
money.
I know why they're doing it. I don't agree with it.
Okay. But then you don't agree with 3 games in 10 days? I don't either. But they do it
right.
In the NFL.
Yeah, I don't think that anything that's done for revenue is justified. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, how many games then? What if Penn State lose? How many games does Penn State have to win to get to win a national title after
this? If they beat Oregon?
No, if they lose.
If they lose, then they have to play the game in the – they have to play, what, the first round games?
First.
Then they have to play a quarterfinal game to go to the semis, to go to the national championships. They'd have to play four games.
Four games.
But,
so now we're
but
talking,
even at the worst case scenario, every team's going to have to play three.
Right. So this could be for any team, but Penn State will now has five high-stakes games in front of it. I mean, at what point is it too much? Five games you'd have to get after you've played a whole season? The NFL doesn't even have to do that. Sometimes you only have to win three. It's just, to me, it's ridiculous. I don't know.
But you love the college football playoff.
I do. Well,
we haven't seen it yet.
Did I say I loved it?
You will love it when you see it. Yes,
really?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I've been a proponent of this for a long time, and I want to see all these extra games.
Okay.
I do. I think they're, and if, you know.
Thank you for telling me how I'll feel about it, Bob. I hope I love
you
it.
You will love it.
Yeah, what are the first round matchups?
I will love
There's
it.
Some really good ones. There's,
yeah.
Well, we're going to find out tomorrow because they're going to change. But if you had Penn
Name
State.
Name them right now.
Last week it was Penn State versus Indiana for the right to play Miami.
Indiana shouldn't be there, so that's one thing right now.
All right, but that would have been your game. That's a compelling game to me.
To
so
you.
Is, no, who is it, Notre Dame and.
Let's go off this bracket that
okay.
somebody
Let's
from the NCAA.com put out there. It would right now, like they have Oregon, hypothetically, right now, number one. They would play the winner of Tennessee, Ohio State. You wouldn't be excited for Tennessee, Ohio State?
Not even a little bit. I just saw Ohio State get their asses kicked
on,
at home
Joe.
Against Michigan.
Recency
bias. You don't want to see Tennessee.
You're going to tell me what I should be excited about and not, and what I should watch and not?
I'd be
Tennessee,
probably most excited
Ohio
for that
State?
One. Yeah,
I just saw Ohio State get their asses kicked at home by a bad team.
Would you be excited
why,
for
why
Georgia?
Why are they even in it?
Georgia, Indiana? I don't know about that.
No, I would. If Georgia, Indiana happened in this parking lot out here, I'd go home.
All right, go next.
Notre Dame, South Carolina.
There you
Can't
go.
Can't wait for that one.
That's a good game. South Carolina's
Carolina.
Red hot right now.
That'd be
now.
A very good game. And then Penn State, Arizona State.
That's a good game. I'm not as excited about a 12-team playoff as maybe
okay,
others
Okay, I think
are,
you
Bob.
Will be. You're going to come in here the day after the first round, and I predict this is what's going to happen. Bob! I'm so excited. You believe what we saw in these games. Penn State beat a team. They're going to.
I want you two to tell me what else
this
I should
is
be
like
excited
your golf
about
addiction.
In life.
You've turned from hateful golf critic into a golf admirer and addict.
I know.
You've gone completely. The pendulum has gone through the glass of the clock and it's just burst through.
I agree.
You're
going
to have the same result of this. I guarantee
you. He's going to love it.
I'm not.
You're going to love it.
No, you just mentioned those games. I'll go out of my way not to watch three out of the four.
No,
I do not believe that.
I don't believe it for one minute.
Wow. I've never had people tell me what I like. What should I get for dinner tonight?
Do you like presents under the tree on Christmas Day?
Do you like pork rinds? Do you like pork rinds, horse?
Bob's latent anger is coming out toward
There's
me.
No anger. It's passion. I just think this is great. I want to see these games.
Do you think the conference championship games are a great idea before the playoff? Are you looking forward to those?
Yeah, I think you still, there's something to be said. Do you remember when the NCAA tournament, I remember this vividly, Ben Howland and then Jamie Dixon, the importance of winning the Big East Conference tournament when they're playing four games.
And then there was Rick Pitino who didn't give a crap about it, and Jim Boeheim because they were looking ahead to the real tournament.
Those kids loved that. They had a chance to do something at Madison Square Garden. Don't forget about that for them.
I'm glad you brought that up because these conference championship games will be as meaningless as the college basketball ones.
Was it meaningless when UConn won a national championship having gone through the Big East tournament and winning four straight games? That's with Kemba Walker there, and then they won the national championship. It meant double the pleasure.
It meant they got in, yes. But you look at guys like Pitino, Calipari. Come on, Bob. You would have to agree that the prestige of college basketball conference. First of all, every conference in the nation is a joke right now.
All right, let's go back to football.
I don't even know who's in half the conferences.
I use that as an example that you can still do both. You could win a conference championship and still go on and win. You're going to get a first round bye if you do.
Lots of people.
There's a lot of dangling out there for teams that aren't guaranteed necessarily getting it.
Now
you're
that
playing
you have,
for a bye week.
Right.
That's not big for you.
Not as big as risking a home game. No. It's stupid. Why should Penn State have to risk a home game, by the way? That's your reward?
They're not going to risk a home game if they play a good game against Oregon. They're not. They're going to get a home game.
What if they don't? What if Oregon's great and they blow them out? Then you don't get a home game?
Well, the line's 3.5, so I don't anticipate that. Oregon's good.
I'm not juiced up for conference champion. It's the same as basketball.
You will watch Joe, and you will come in here on Monday. I predict for you, and you're going to say, whoa, it was unbelievable. Penn State beat Oregon. Can you believe it?
Why don't we go to the game? We can fly in on Bob's private jet to Indianapolis.
That's right. I'll get it warmed up for you, Joe. What would you like to eat? Pork rinds on the private jet. I can
sushi,
get anything
if you don't
want.
Mind, Bob.
I will.
I'll be texting Bob during the Georgia Indiana game. Can you believe this? This is one of the greatest games I've ever seen. Indiana, Georgia, Tennessee. Who are they playing?
Ohio State. Come on, baby.
Maybe Tennessee will plant the flag afterward.
Maybe
Bob.
Will Howard will slide with no time left on the clock.
Maybe there will be pepper spray after the game.
Oh my Lord!
No, I don't like these games. And lastly. By the way, if you want to weigh in on any and all of the above, 412-928-9370. Nebraska and Iowa, little old Matt Rhule with his Napoleon complex telling his players not to shake hands before the game because they're tough guys. Did you see that one, Bob?
No, I didn't see that.
They went out to the coin toss. The Iowa players reached out like you're supposed to do, and the Nebraska players didn't shake hands
with them. That's Bush League.
And then Nebraska lost the game, and it was tremendous.
It's karma, the kid's name. It really is.
The kid for Iowa went with his hand outstretched for about 30 yards right to Matt Rhule and shook his hand. Talk about a guy falling up every year. Matt Rhule, 58-56 in his college football career. 58-56. He's 6-12 in conference since he joined Nebraska. He was 19-20 at Baylor. He had one good year there. He won 10 games twice at Temple, but he almost never beats a good team. His record, I went through this the other day against ranked teams, is something in his college career, is 2-19, 2-20. He's never beaten a team in the top 15, and yet he keeps falling up. Of course, I haven't mentioned his NFL record, which is 11-27. What's the next job this guy gets, Bob?
I don't know.
Is he to take over for Ryan Day at Ohio State? Matt Rhule? What a joke. Limits, thoughts?
Yeah, that is a little bit surprising, right? And how about Bryce Young in Carolina, huh? Matt Rhule couldn't make him look good, but he looks pretty good right now.
All right, Bob. I forget what the last thing was.
We didn't even get to West Virginia.
Oh, my God. We didn't get to West Virginia and Pitt. We'll do that next and take your calls on Ohio State, Michigan, fracas, planting flags, conference championships. This got awfully spicy, didn't it, Bob?